Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us here at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Bear Creek.
That would be a little weird.
I'd be kind of crack.
Yeah, crack. It would be a crick.
The crick.
I'd be a little scared to go to Bear Creek and retrieve my coffee.
Yes, yeah, because you don't know. That's the thing. Anything that has like an animal's name in it, it's there for a reason.
Yes.
Right?
There were bears in that creek.
Panther Burn? Somebody saw a panther there one time.
Yes. So
I think it could be.
Although people argue that, but I've that seen panthers don't exist pictures.
Yet. Yes.
I've seen pictures, but I don't know if it's like a lynx or there's like a particular animal that they call that. But yeah, I mean, you know, Buffalo Trace in Kentucky was called Buffalo Trace by the Indians.
Right.
Because Buffalo. The buffaloes used to cross that.
So if you are in Bear Creek. At one time, at least, a bear was there.
Just like off of the great outdoors. Big bear. Big bear.
Big bear.
If you find a bear that has its entire, the hair on its butt completely blown off, run away.
If anybody in Bear Creek has been struck by lightning 76 times. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Also, don't forget to go check out, I don't care if he calls it this or not, go check out the new Thunder and Lightning Oreo Cheesecake Ice Cream at Charnisman. What'd you think?
It was delicious.
Really good. It's really good.
So, full disclosure, the picture I took yesterday was actually, it was actually Becky's comb.
Yeah.
I should have got a comb. I don't know why I didn't. I just got a cup, but I should have got the waffle cone. I don't know what I was thinking.
I'm going to give you a piece of advice here, Robbie Falk. You ready? Always get the waffle cone. Always the best.
I will rectify that next time I go, which is going to be sometime very soon because that was delicious.
There you go.
Go get some.
You absolutely should. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Whatever role you play in your business, giving Pip Printing and Signs a look is a great idea. So here's what I want to tell you to do. Go to their website, pipridgeland.com, and get a look at everything that they can do for a business. Inside and out, marketing materials, but signage as well. They can change the image of your business, and that's what they've been doing for Mississippi businesses for the past 30-plus years. Give Cam Baker a call today. Tell him you heard about him on Thunder and Lightning, 601-499-5216. How dedicated to service is he? That's his number. That's not the number to his office. That's the number to his secretary. That is his number. He's going to pick up and talk to you about what he can do for your business. When you need printing, call Pip Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And you are looking for it. You are thinking about it right now. I just tweeted out a great polo from College Corner, a maroon polo with the state script, got a little pattern to it. It's really, really cool. And they've got sizes, all these state script polos I'm going to tweet out over the next week or so, they have sizes up to 3XL. So even if you're a big guy like me, you can find a shirt that fits you at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant. Lunch, dinner, Sunday brunch. The best meal in town is at Restaurant Tyler. If you haven't been to Restaurant Tyler lately, you are missing out on a great meal, especially for lunch. Robbie and I were just there last week. fried chicken, fried catfish. If you are a Southern Blue Plate fan, the best one in the state is right there. I'm saying it right there at Restaurant Tyler. So next time you're up here for lunch, it's close to lunchtime, you've got to make a trip downtown Starkville to Restaurant Tyler. For the best meal in town, it's at Restaurant Tyler. 16 Priority One Bank locations throughout Central Mississippi here to serve you. ThePriorityOneBank.com, be your guide. Let them show you not only all of the locations that are near you in Central Mississippi, but also what they can do for you and your money. You put the money in the bank. You expect it to grow, to be able to invest, to manage it. They can help you with that at Priority One Bank, like they've been helping their customers for many, many years. If you live in Central Mississippi, it means there's one near you, which means that if you have to travel for business in Central Mississippi, convenience is right there because there's going to be locations throughout that part of the state. Give them a call today. Talk to the good folks up there. Get to know them, and you're going to see that you want to build a relationship with Priority One Bank that will last you for many, many years to come. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Robbie, I was prepared to go and finish. We only have a couple weeks left in this offseason, and I was prepared to just, you know, go and let Mississippi State be under the radar and let them, you know, hey, I understand why the expectations are low. I get it, you know. And we've been talking off and on about this whole Arkansas thing, and I was, you know, I finally kind of made my peace with it. And then today, this guy, RJ Young, is that his name? Yeah, RJ Young, college football analyst for Fox Sports.
Isn't he an Oklahoma guy?
I believe he is, which is fine. You know, he's got an Oklahoma 11th. I would not, but that's fine. But he ranked all 134 teams in college football. Right, Mississippi State 78th behind Miami of Ohio, Old Dominion, South Florida, Jacksonville State. He ranked Arkansas 29th, which means that if this was a poll, they would be in the receiving votes category. I tweeted at RJ and I let him know. I was like, if they finish the season receiving votes, I'll send you $100, a crisp hundy to your address. You can go out to dinner with the wife on me if that happens. Look, you want to have State down at 78 behind all those programs? You know what? Fine. I don't have a huge issue with that. You're going to sit there and tell me that Arkansas is 50 slots better than Mississippi State? I can't. I can't abide it anymore. I've come to this conclusion. Everybody's talking about the state's going to win 3-4 games. This team last year with a guy coaching who wasn't coaching, with a quarterback that was injured most of the season, this team won 5 games. One of
the worst offenses in the country.
They won 5 games. And yeah, the schedule's tough this year. It was tough last year. Is there really just this massive difference between LSU, Alabama, and Georgia, Texas? I submit that there is not. And they went 5-7. I would tell you that Arizona is better than Arizona State, and State beat them. I would tell you that Southern Mississippi is better than UMass, and State beat them. Western Michigan, Toledo, it's a wash. The FCS teams, it's a wash. The schedule's not that much tougher than it was a season ago, than it is any season in the SEC. I'm not coming on this podcast to tell you that I think State is this huge dark horse that can find its way to 8 wins or anything like that, but I'm just saying the disrespect is out of control. It's out of control at this point for a program that has been as consistently good over the last decade as Mississippi State.
Well, you said all that about last year's team, and that team beat Arkansas at Arkansas.
Yes.
So, correct. I mean, what are we doing here? I mean, you got Arizona State is 22 points higher than Mississippi State. And Mississippi State is going to play them week 2, so I guess we'll find out. But – God, I don't understand, man. And like, it's not so much State, I guess, like, because I get the people that are skeptical of Mississippi State. Arkansas being 29th is disgusting. That is absolutely disgusting. But after what we saw last year, that team should be getting no benefit of the doubt whatsoever.
I don't like to use this, but I feel like it's like the cool thing to say right now, and I think it's overused, right? But I'm going to have to say it. If you rank Arkansas 29th, you don't know ball. You don't know ball.
Like, you know, can State not beat Georgia Southern in a game? Alabama, Jacksonville State?
Well, I mean, hold on. South Alabama, is the coach wearing pants?
Yeah, that's true.
I got to know the answer to that question before I can answer.
Yeah, this is a rough list, man.
It just doesn't make it.
I mean, you can argue like the top 15 or whatever, but.
Oh, yeah. You want to tell me that you got Alabama 9th? You got Utah 12th? Okay. I mean, everything there. Yeah, I think Oklahoma is too high. They're too high. I understand why you have them there, but I think they're too high. Nebraska 31st. Okay. They could get back into things this year, I guess, a little bit. Auburn 38th. Well, maybe Peyton Thorne gets them a win that I'm not projecting and they get 8 wins. That's fine. I think Colorado at 41 is a bit high. Sure. But State is too low. I definitely would say that. Mississippi State is not 78th. But Arkansas, I could live with State at 78. I could just be like, whatever, it's fine. They're not going to be very good this year. It's fine. Arkansas at 29th is just ignorance. There's no getting around that. Arkansas hasn't done any. Arkansas is coming off of a 4-8 season, and they lost their two best playmakers to the portal. What
I'm trying to figure out where is the hype coming from here, and I guess hype isn't a great word because not everybody is really hyping them up. It is in this case, I guess, but like what I would love to know the reasoning here.
Yeah,
and maybe. Maybe he knows something we don't. I don't know.
He does not. He does not.
But I don't even know who their quarterback is. And
Taven Green, isn't that his name?
Sure.
From Boise State.
Okay. I mean that's. I don't know Taylen why Green, we're supposed to believe this is a team on the verge of the top 25. After what we saw last year, and is it the Bobby Petrino element or something? To me, that makes things worse. To me, that's more dissension in the coaches' offices. That's more like you're going to have the head coach constantly looking over his shoulder at a guy that was the head coach here. I think that was a bad idea, or maybe a great idea because when Pittman is fired, you have a guy that was – he's one of the best coaches that you've had in 30 years can come in. So
last year, this guy this guy's career stats at Boise State. He's a below 60% career passer. He's thrown 25 touchdowns to 15 picks. Last year, he threw 11 touchdowns and 9 interceptions in 13 games at Boise. Blake Shapen's stats are better than this guy's stats. And yet we think this guy is going to come in.
In the power five.
Yeah, this guy's going to come in an offense that, like the Petrino offense, if the quarterback can't get it done, they are going nowhere. And he thinks that this guy is going to come in and make this team. 29th, let me get that. What was last year's final AP poll? I want to see who was 29th in that poll.
Arkansas is... at 29th, that's probably a 7-win team, maybe.
Well, let's look at it like this. Last year, last year, the final poll, Liberty was 25th. They were 13-1. Iowa was 24th at 10-4. Kansas was 23rd at 9-4. 8-5 Oregon State, 11-3 Tulane, and 11-2 James Madison all dropped out of the poll. So my guess is that's at least an 8-win team to be 29th. I need to find the actual poll.
And that, I mean, their schedule is Texas, Ole Miss, LSU, okay. Tennessee, A&M, Auburn. How is that going to happen? So they're going to beat Pine Bluff. They're going to beat. Probably going to beat UAB, I would imagine. Should beat Louisiana Tech. And then you got to go to Oklahoma State. They're losing that game. So that they've got 3 wins. I've got them with at most 5 wins. If things go well, I've got them with 5 wins.
The team that finished 29th in the AP poll last year was USC, who was 8-5.
Oh, what are we doing here, RJ?
Who was 30th? Memphis. What was Memphis last year? Memphis was good last year. They won like 10 games, didn't they?
Yeah, they were good. That's a team that is a dark horse.
Memphis was 10-3 last year.
That's a team that's capable of
they could be the 12th
slipping
seed.
Slipping in the playoffs.
So I'm just not. I've said before, like we were so I was off on my predictions for football last year. I was way off on baseball, so it's got me sort of questioning some of my thought processes on this. But there's just if I'm wrong about Arkansas, then I will come out on this podcast and say I just don't know ball. I don't know it because there is nothing about that Arkansas team that makes me think that's a top. That if you're 29th, it probably means that you were in the top 25 for a good portion of the year. That's not going to happen at Arkansas. It's just not. And then for Mississippi State to be 78th, let me see. Is there any way? For the final team receiving votes last year, so how far down does that take us? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, sorry, 11, 12, 13, 14, 16, 17, 18. That takes us down to 43, and that was Ohio last year. What was Ohio on the season? Let's have a look.
The Bobcats.
They went 10-3 in the MAC and won the Myrtle Beach Bowl. I mean, fine. I'm sorry, but I just don't think Mississippi State. You can't look me in the eye and tell me that Mississippi State this year wouldn't be favored in a game against Miami of Ohio, Old Dominion, Marshall, South Florida, UNLV, probably Cal, Jacksonville State, Tulane. Tulane's underrated at 66, in my opinion. Arkansas State, they'd be favored. Georgia Southern, be favored. They'd be favored against Baylor. They would be favored against South Alabama. They would be favored against Coastal Carolina. Again, I had made my peace with Mississippi State just being down in all these polls and everything. I get that. But this one is ludicrous. This is the one that finally broke me, Robbie. I've been a good one all year long, but this is the one.
Yeah. You know, I don't really care. Like, State's way down the list. That doesn't really bother me. But if you're going to put Arkansas on the verge of top 25, we're going to have some issues.
Yeah. There's just no way around that. So, oh my goodness. I just don't understand the thought process that
well, his process is by the written word here on the article included excessive reading and studying of rosters, transfer portal additions and attrition, 2024 recruiting classes, changes in coaches, changes in philosophy, changes in athletic department administration, and grasping what the addition of new members of the four most powerful conferences might mean. But I don't think any of that went into Arkansas.
Let me see what it is. Does he have what he wrote about Arkansas here? I'm going to read it. Yes, good. Here we go. Arkansas. Nobody wants to be head coach at Arkansas more than Sam Pittman. I know this because he followed up a disappointing 2023 season with going back to one of the most successful and controversial figures in Razorback sports history, hiring former head coach and play caller extraordinaire Bobby Petrino to run his offense. Play caller extraordinaire. Is it 2017? What year is it? Petrino comes over from calling plays at Texas A&M, and this will be his third SEC West stop as an OC, but there is no hiding this is a high-risk, high-reward play for Pittman. Adding to the risk, Taylen Green is slated to start week one. He's 6'6" and has all the tool, but Arkansas's only gimme on the schedule is its opener against University of Arkansas Pine Bluff.
The only gimme on their schedule is Pine Bluff, and you've got them right outside the top 25. I don't understand.
Let's read what he said about Mississippi State. Scroll down.
I'll give it to him. He went through the process of writing about every one of these teams. I will give him that credit. He worked hard on this, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you can work hard and not do anything and be wrong at the same time. So, Mr. Jeff Lebby doesn't draw up plays to pick up first downs. He draws up plays to score touchdowns on every down. In 5 years, Lebby has called the offense at UCF, Ole Miss, and Oklahoma, and his team has scored 50 or more 14 times. He tends to like a gunslinger in the pocket with former Baylor quarterback Blake Shapen, and he's got yet another. When Shapen's sharp, he's lethal. 3 years ago, he burst onto the Big 12 title game stage to complete 17 consecutive passes en route to the Big 12 title, but he's never been asked to sling the ball like he'll be asked by Lebby. That sounds like he's got more faith in Shapen than Talen Green, and yet 50 spots worth of difference.
Yeah, I mean,
this is the one, Robbie. Wild. This is the one that really, really, truly broke me.
And Miami Redhawks are ahead of Mississippi State.
What did he
say? The Northwestern Wildcats.
I mean, it's just silly. This is you know, RJ. I don't know RJ Young. Don't really read his stuff, but this is one where I'm just like, no, I can't buy it. I cannot abide this one. This is the one that broke me. So,
right. I'm looking at like Jacksonville State guys. I mean, Mississippi State beats Jacksonville State by 3 touchdowns. I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't know the answer.
Arkansas State, Georgia Southern, South Alabama. I mean,
it's crazy.
Western Kentucky. Oh,
crazy. State would be a touchdown favorite in all of those games. Minimum.
And it's like, you know, like we said, like Arizona State. He even has in here like talking about all the players Arizona State lost and how tough their schedule is. And he has them 22 spots higher than Mississippi State. I feel like we're stretching to be upset about something, but this is Fox Sports. I mean, it's not like the 64 analytic thing that we've somehow made really important in baseball recruiting. Like, this is an actual like publication that has some merit to it.
This isn't, you know, Bob's Country Bunker college football preview. This is Fox Sports. They broadcast a ton of games. So I don't know, man. This is the one. I said when I started today, this was not the plan I had for this podcast. I was thinking positional or you know, going to go into the schedule because I saw the AP poll came out today and they're showing Mississippi State has 6. You know, I was thinking like that, and then I saw this and I was like, okay, this is the one. Finally snapped. I finally snapped. I can't take anymore. Can't take it. Yeah. Ooh. Robbie, I just lined us up a big interview. For this show for tomorrow. We'll have that on Wednesday. I guess that'll be on Thursday's podcast. But we got somebody to talk to.
Oh, so, yeah. Did you talk to him last year?
I talked to him around the Egg Bowl last year, but he's going to come on. Wanted to talk in case you can't figure it out. Coach Dan Mullen will join us this week. I want to talk about the first year at Mississippi State, his versus Lebby's, some similarities that I see, things like that, and get his thoughts on it.
Ask him if he remembers cussing me out at the SEAL complex for videoing their workouts.
I will not ask him that, but maybe off the record. Maybe off the record, I'll ask. All right, so great. Line that up for this week. Coach Dan Mullen to join us here on Thunder and Lightning. Very, very good. He's and I don't know if you watched his interview with Cole Kublik from the Cube Show, but he talks about, he's like, yeah, I'm a member of the media now. And he talked about, you know, understanding like some of the responsibility. I'm like, all right, I'm not going to tell you about injuries, Coach. Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now you know what we go through, Dan.
Yeah. So that'll be fun. All right, let's move into the SEC preview. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. I ate some of those leftover beef ribs last night. So I took the meat off the bone and then like put it in the pan, let it sizzle a little bit, a little crust on all sides, and then put a little, put a little gravy packet in there and some water and made like a beef gravy and let it get tender for a few minutes, and then made some rice. Little like beef rib meat over rice with gravy.
Nice.
That was good. That was really good.
Kind of like a little pot roast.
Yeah.
Type meal.
Yeah. So very good. Very good. And guys, that's the thing. Beef, it's just as good the next day. A Mississippi pot roast the next day, that's good eating. You know, you can take a steak. If you don't eat a whole steak, you want to make a steak sandwich the next day or steak and eggs for breakfast or steak omelet. Man. These are all great ideas. And that's it shows that how far you can stretch your dollar when you buy beef. So it's not only good for you, it's not only delicious, it's a good value as well. Don't forget, this weekend is Beefing Up the Bulldogs. If you are a Mississippi State football player, you get to eat a free steak. If you're not, well, oh well.
You're a peasant.
You're a peasant, which means, yeah, we are too. So don't feel bad about that.
It's true.
Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thank you to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food you are looking for. And you are looking for it. You know it's good. You know it's delicious. You know the menu at this point. You know that I'm going to talk about smoked wings. I'm going to talk about a pulled pork grilled cheese. I'm going to talk about a prime rib sandwich. What's another thing I like to talk about sometimes, Robbie?
Pork rind nachos?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Never gets old. All right. So before
little
you...
Little Daddy Deans.
Let's not do that bit again. That's one of the hardest I've ever laughed on this show. But if you're not interested in that, and I don't know why you wouldn't be, but if you aren't, if you're thinking, I'm not interested in that. What else you got? I got a fancy sandwich for you. Nowhere else in town can you get a sandwich at almost every restaurant in town. Where can you get a fancy sandwich? Only at the Older Brother and the old Two Brothers location right there on Rue de Grand Fromage in the Cotton District. The croque monsieur, the pomme frites. Yes. Enjoy it. Go get a sandwich there, a fancy sandwich at the Older Brother, or some delicious smoked Southern soul food at Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems, and they've been doing it now for 49 years, taking care of their customers every single day. Anybody can sell you these things, right? Anybody can tell you, like, hey, we've got copiers, we've got printers. That's great. Do you deliver after the sale? If something goes wrong, can I call you back and you come and fix it? If the answer to that question is no, well, then you're not dealing with the top-of-the-line guys at Advantage Business Systems. You're talking to somebody else, and who knows how that's going to turn out for you. 49 years, that is proof positive that when you do business with Advantage Business Systems, you'll come back and do business again and again and again. Anytime you need technology, give them a call. 601-362-9192. Or you can visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you go to the games this fall, you need to be at Maroon & Co. Maroon & Co. has everything you're looking for, Mississippi State. If you're in Starkville, that's the place to shop for new maroon and white gear. All of the great logos, all of the name brands that you are looking for. And if you're looking for Bulldog Initiative gear, you can only get it at Maroon & Co. Clothes, tailgating gear, stuff for the house, stuff for your car. It's all right there at Maroon & Co. Don't forget the website, maroonandco.com. You can shop there as well. And you can use our promo code there as well, Thunder15. It's available online or in-store. 15% off regular price. Some exclusions do apply. It's in the fine print there. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to games this fall, there you go. Go to Maroon & Co. All right, last one here on the list, and then we'll have Ole Miss next week, and then we'll get Mississippi State. The Vanderbilt Commodores. My first impression is, this is a tough schedule. They only have one game on this schedule that I can say without any hesitation that I think they'll win, and that's their second game. So let's just dive right into it. They start off tough, man. They host Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
What? Why? Why, Vandy? Why?
Well, RJ has them around the 50s, so.
Oh, that's not good. Where does he have Virginia Tech? Let's see here. Virginia.
I think it was like 40-something, wasn't it?
I'll tell you in a second here. I'm looking. 58th. He's not high on them.
Well, they haven't really been very good recently.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Just to show you what kind of this article is, right? The over-under totals on Arkansas are 4.5 wins. For Virginia Tech, the over-under total is 8.5. And yet, 30 points worth the difference. I don't get it. So,
The last two seasons, Virginia Tech has won a total of 10 games.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but last year they went to a bowl, right? They were back in it a little bit.
Yeah, they were 7-6, but
Well, I mean, they got a new coach. They're going in the right direction. Justin Puente not working out there is one of the all-time mysteries to me. I thought he was like going to be there for like 3 years, win 30 games, and then take over at Oklahoma or Texas or something.
By the way, Memphis has really been on a roll of hiring head coaches.
Yeah. Puente, Norvell, and now Silverfield is a good coach. Yeah.
I mean, Silverfield appears to be a really good coach. I mean, they're winning or they're figuring it out.
How to recruit the city of Memphis and get some of those kids to stay. And then they're doing what Southern Miss used to do, right? Southern Miss used to be able to pick off all those kids that, you know, that State and Ole Miss were kind of going to pass on. Memphis is doing that now with the kids that like Tennessee and Ole Miss and State are passing on.
It's just going to be difficult for them because it's just like, you know, McCollum Pounders.
Yeah.
Has a lot of success. Then he just goes to the SEC.
We talk to hold on to guys. But if you replace them with new guys, you're going to be okay. Memphis.
Well, and it's kind of like losing a coach. You have a lot of success. The coach is really good.
Yeah.
He goes somewhere else. You replace him with somebody else.
Memphis can be a team that consistently contends for that group of five, group of six spot in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Well, until they eventually take away the group of five's ability to play in the national championship.
This is the only game I would tell you for sure Vanderbilt can win, and I have it as a win, is they play Alcorn in week two.
Yeah, they should be able to win that.
They're at Georgia State. That is not a gimme win for Vanderbilt. I'm going to give it to them, but that's not a gimme.
Yeah.
What do you think? Win?
I mean, I think they win this. I think they're 2-1.
Okay, so 2-1. Here we go. At Missouri. That's a loss.
Loss.
Week off. They host Alabama.
Well, you know they got the new stadium.
Loss.
Nobody will be there, but they got the new stadium.
Oh, you're wrong about that. All those Alabama fans will love to make a trip to Nashville. That's a great
thing. That's true.
They love me.
They're losing that one.
At Kentucky. Loss.
Loss.
So we've got them 2-4. I think they'll beat Ball State.
They'll beat Ball State, yeah.
All right, so 3-4. And then this happens. Texas at home. Loss. At Auburn.
Loss.
South Carolina at home.
Loss.
Week off. At LSU. Yeah.
Loss.
And then they host Tennessee.
In a home game for Tennessee.
Yes. 3-9?
Yeah, sounds fine.
Our guy Clark Lee getting the axe?
I don't know. I mean, how much do they really care?
I don't know the answer to that. I just don't know.
Let's look at Vanderbilt in the last few years.
They were 5-7
won five games. I didn't know. I couldn't remember that.
Remember they beat Florida and they beat Kentucky. They had a decent year, and I thought, okay, they're going in the right direction. They took a big step back last year, and
they can't hold on to their best players.
Yeah, that's a problem too. Yeah, so
man, they have not had a winning season since 2013.
I want to point this out. I say this a lot. Vanderbilt, James Franklin is the greatest college football coach of all time because he won 9 games. Twice
in that three year period, that was one of the great coaching jobs.
The thing
he's not following it up at Penn State, but
well, what I'm saying is this: when he left, it was like he was never there. They went immediately back to winning 3 games. It's like
from 9-3, amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just incredible. Franklin's job at Vanderbilt, that is the best job of an SEC coach ever. Ever. It's better than Orgeron winning a national title. It's better than anything Saban ever did. That is the peak of coaching in the SEC.
So, let's see here. The last time they won 9 games before James Franklin was 1915.
Yeah.
That was the last time they won 9 games. Not 10 games. 9. They've never won 10 games.
That sounds right.
Which is just unbelievable to be in the SEC to never have a season where you've won. You just like got a good year. You got a good draw, good team. You mess around and win 10 games. Mississippi State's done that a couple of times.
A couple times.
Vandy has not.
Never done it, man.
It's just incredible to be in Nashville of all places and never be able to find any kind of like wealthy alum or somebody that can pay recruits, pay for facilities is crazy.
Yeah, that's what it is.
But I was walking on their campus the other day, and it's the first time I've ever truly like walked around on campus. I've been to baseball games, basketball, football, whatever. But, I mean, the buildings look like they're straight out of the 60s and 70s. It looks like the campus hasn't really been kept up. There's leaves all over the sidewalks. Like, you don't see that even at Mississippi State. Like, the sidewalks are always clean. The grass is always cut.
Yeah.
People just – it's like they just come to class and leave, and they don't ever – like, they when they leave Vanderbilt, they don't come back. You know, it's just like a – it's a weird thing, like, and people just come to Nashville to party and leave. Like, that's kind of how it is at Vanderbilt. They can't find any stability. That's why it's been tough for them to get the facility upgrades. They're trying, but they're just so far behind, man.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. All right, next week. Oh, Lord. It's the Ole Miss Rebels. Already dreading.
Scallywags.
Yeah, it is what it is. All right. Tomorrow's show is the rumblings, so we missed that last week, so let's get those questions in right now, and we'll be happy to answer them. Also, just to go ahead and let you know, Robbie, next week probably no rumblings because we've got a remote. I've got a remote in Perkinston, Mississippi, and I've got to take my mom to an eye doctor appointment on Tuesday morning before I leave, so we may not even have a podcast next Wednesday, just ahead.
You moved your mom up here, and it's excellent to have her, but you're in it now, buddy.
I am her butler. That's fine.
I live across the street from my grandmother. I lived with my grandmother for a year while the house was getting built. I know how it goes.
Yeah, it is what it is. So I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you that's how it is. All right, guys. Have a great Tuesday.
You know how it is.
For Robbie Falk. What are you doing? For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.